is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
More deputies froze, more companies canceled. I'm Christopher Cruz. Do you remember the deputy sheriff and armed school officer who failed to enter the high school in Florida last week, where 17 people were killed? Well, sources tell CNN that three other Broward County Sheriff's deputies also failed to enter the school during the shooting. The deputies were reportedly behind their vehicles with weapons drawn, but had not gone into the school when local police arrived. Student and survivor Emma Gonzalez is angry about that.
As a police officer, you've made a vow, you've made an oath to protect the people that you are policing, and they didn't do that for us. And I can understand that they were scared of a fully automatic or a semi-automatic weapon. I can understand that. I can respect that. But as it's your job to protect those who didn't sign up for this.
Big American companies continue to end their relationships with the National Rifle Association as the hashtag #BoycottNRA spreads on Twitter. As part of the guilty plea entered by former senior Trump campaign staffer Rick Gates to federal conspiracy and false statement charges yesterday, Gates has agreed to become a cooperating witness. Correspondent Sarah Murray says the false statements Gates pleaded guilty to making were about a lobbying meeting attended by former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort.
He lied in saying Ukraine was not discussed during a 2013 meeting in Washington with Manafort. Lobbying disclosures show California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, a Russia-friendly member of Congress, also attended.
Taliban militants have killed 18 soldiers, Afghan soldiers, in an assault on a military base today. David and Louise Turpin of California have pleaded not guilty to new charges of child abuse. They're already accused of starving and shackling some of their 13 children. And Romanian gymnasts who trained under former U.S. Olympic coaches Bella and Martha Caroli have told the Associated Press that the two starved and beat them as they pursued athletic excellence. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Hey, honey, what'd you do this morning?
Rescued a baby orangutan.
Wait, what?
I donated to International Animal Rescue.
International Animal Rescue has saved hundreds of orangutans from horrible mistreatment and suffering. But more need our help now. Just a few dollars will help International Animal Rescue save more suffering orangutans before it's too late.
What did you do today?
Nothing as good as saving baby orangutans.
Donate now at InternationalAnimalRescue.com. That's InternationalAnimalRescue.com.
A town in northern New Jersey that made its streets off-limits to commuters is making a change.
First, the town of Leonia posted do not enter signs to keep drivers from taking shortcuts around the Big Apple's notorious traffic jams. But businesses revolted, saying they were losing out on cash from commuters. So now the mayor has declared the original do not enter signs to be overly foreboding. And the new signs will now read, residents and Leonia destinations only. The local paper, The Record, reports Leonia is going to pay an additional $2,500 to install new signs, having already shelled out nearly $4,000 to install the originals. I'm Jan Johnson.
The Secret Service this morning still has in custody the woman they say rammed a barrier near the White House yesterday with her car. The agency said the driver was, quote, immediately apprehended. Law enforcement sources say the Secret Service is familiar with the woman. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Your Saturday, a few scattered showers, even some thunderstorms possible with gusty winds up to 20 miles per hour and heavy downpours at times, a high near 74. Overnight tonight, rain chances do continue with a low of 58 degrees. And then for your Sunday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high of 65 degrees. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. We're so glad you're here. I am up and ready to roar this morning, and the reason is because there's a party at Friedman's today. I laughed when I walked in. Everything is red and white with beautiful hearts, beautiful balloons, and just the most amazing display of appliances you've ever seen in your life. I'm Dawn Steimer, and I am live at the Kitchen Master Series located at Friedman's Appliances in the Cedar Springs Shopping Center across from Kroger. This may be, maybe, the last Kitchen Master Series of the year. So it's important that you understand what it is, especially if you're thinking about remodeling your kitchen. It is a workshop that is designed for you, the homeowner, to learn the ins and outs and some of the intricacies of kitchen remodeling from a professional standpoint. And really, if we get excellent feedback from this workshop, so we've presented it again. We had one, what, 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago?
About three weeks ago.
And it was overwhelmingly attended. In fact, we had standing room only. We ran out of chairs. So how do you register? Well, you just go to kitchenmasterseries.com. It'll give you all the details. We're going to start this morning at 9 o'clock. There is no charge. We just want to know that you're here and you're coming. It just helps those that are preparing some goodies for you. So I want to introduce to you my guests this first hour. They are preparing for this party, which is really not a party, it's a workshop, but we are preparing for you to arrive somewhere around 9 o'clock. Come on in, and if you just want to come by, we'll talk about your kitchen. That's what we're going to do today. All right, Debbie Tim is with me from Friedman's Appliances, and Randy Ensminger. Did I say that right?
You did.
I got
good
it.
Morning.
Yay! Good morning to
good
both
morning.
Of you. So glad you're here. We're so excited. There is a buzz in here, and really, we're just all getting ready, but you can feel the excitement when you walk in the door, because there is something very special happening with all these professionals gathered in one spot. Tell me about what you know, kind of gets you excited about Kitchen Master Series.
What I love about Kitchen Master Series is, one, you know, the customers can come in. There's no type of pressures applied on them. I use the example sometimes, Don, you know, you're a contractor, but let's say you gave me a saw and a hammer and some wood, and you said, start remodeling your kitchen.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, I wouldn't know where to start.
Right.
I wouldn't know what to do, what not to do. That's what this is about. People that have projects going on, and you know the mistakes that can be costly. Well, the people,
and it can happen in a flash.
That's right. But they have an opportunity to come in and learn from professionals things that they can do to save time and save them money.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And that's what I think the heart of this workshop is about. Mm-hmm. It's saving you time and money and giving you a confidence, because you can see the angst on people's faces when they talk about, I'm getting ready to remodel, and their eyebrows go up and they look like kind of glassy-eyed.
And then when they come to a workshop like this, when they're done and they leave, you can see their countenance actually change.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because they feel empowered. Mm-hmm. And I love that about this whole series. I think it's just really important.
Well, they come in with a plan. They've got it in their mind. But they don't think of everything that goes into
exactly.
that plan. So I think as they come in and they start talking with professionals, we bring up things to them that they haven't even thought of.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what helps them. And they go, oh, well, I've not thought of that. Uh-huh. So let me write that down.
See, and that's what's so cool is we give you a journal to
yes.
write in. And that's one of the things I love the most about Freeman's Appliances is you do talk to the individual about their mm-hmm. needs and specifically hone those to their family and their needs and the way they use their kitchen. It's huge. It's just huge. You can go anywhere and buy appliances, but you can't get the kind of support and service. Now, you guys are, you know, a circular company where I just brought something in this morning to you, Randy, and said, you know, I love this. In fact, it was my probe for my Bosch oven.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my grandkids here, and I don't know who grabbed it by the wire and pulled it, but it doesn't matter. What matters is I use it every week, and now I don't have it, and I miss it. So Randy's going to take care of that for me in the service department.
Right.
So I know I can bring anything here or call and get my needs met because you have records of exactly what I have. I don't mm-hmm. have to take a picture of it or, you know, you have it.
Right.
So it's just, it's really special to me. And it's a small town business. It's a hometown mm-hmm. business. All right, let's talk about how you can save time and money in this process with by bringing in pictures, things like that.
Well, if you bring in what you think you are wanting, so we can kind of do the discovery questions and ask, you know, what you want to do with the remodel. So when in our finding out what you want to do in that talking time, they find out a little bit more of what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we ask them what they have existing, what they want to upgrade to, mm-hmm. and then we just find out if it's possible.
Mm.
And I think we're all trained in that here. We all have a lot of experience to where we know the questions to ask.
Yes.
And if you come in with your model numbers, we can easily pull that spec and see if what you want is if it's going to fit or if it's going,
I like that.
If it's going to need a major renovation.
Right.
You know, and sometimes that's okay.
Right.
But sometimes they just want to replace like, not really like for like, but the same size.
Right.
So there's not a lot of cutting and all of that. So I think that's what we help them with. I know Randy and I both, I hear both of us asking, and how do you use your dishwasher?
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds like a crazy question.
I kind of look at you like, what do you mean by that? I put dishes in it, I push the button, and it goes. That's what we think.
Right. But how many times a week do you use it? How many of there are you?
Uh-huh.
You know, I had a customer the other day, they run theirs twice a day.
Oh, my goodness, really?
Yes, because they have,
so now
it, seven
they have
boys?
Two? Mm-hmm,
that's right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So they have two,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And they're going to use it.
Yes,
so
they are.
They had to get two to maximize the time that it was going to last them, you know.
Oh, right.
And that was the other thing. We wanted to present them with one that we knew would last them a long time.
Right.
So.
And I love that you can do that.
Right.
You know, and that's a value. It's a huge value. I call that engineered value, where you've mm-hmm. actually taken the time to listen and probe, not to be nosy, but
no.
to meet their needs. Because
right.
how would you know when somebody walked in that they had seven children?
Yep.
And if you never ask the right questions, you never get to know that person.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that about Freeman's, and especially you too.
Well,
you guys
you.
Are amazing. I mean, you know, I've been with Freeman's for a long time, and I just wouldn't think of going anywhere. I send everyone here.
Well,
I do. I have to. It would be wrong not to. The other thing that I think is kind of assumed by me as a homeowner, and mm-hmm. most people, is that I can take a 30-inch range and slide it out, put my new one in, and it'll go. Not so much. Just in, if it's electric, and it's electric now, I'm good.
That's right.
That's not so.
It doesn't always work that way. In appliances, there's nothing that's really standard, or very few things. And
right.
You know, it's incredible. We have these phones, which is probably one of the best things you can ever put in your toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take pictures of what you have, take measurements of what you have. If it's a wall oven, how much space you have from the top of the oven to the bottom of a cabinet door.
Mm-hmm.
Model numbers. If you don't want to write them down, just take pictures of it. Every appliance has a nomenclature. You know, so take pictures of that, bring it in. You can take notes in your phone. You know, if you're going to be buying a dishwasher like Debbie mm-hmm. was talking about, or a range, think before you come in, you know, what do I like about my appliance? What do I not like about my appliance?
Yes.
That is such valuable information for us. But measure what you can. Take pictures when you can. Take pictures of your breaker box, you know.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, amperage is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Not every appliance has the same amperage as yours. And that mm-hmm. helps us find something that will replace what you've got.
There's so much to this.
Right.
And that's why when I'll be speaking today a little bit about, in the wrap-up, about how a general contractor brings all of these elements together.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I call that the 30,000 foot view, the 10,000 foot view, the 8 or 9 foot view, and the 1/16th of an inch view. And
yeah.
we have to have that in so many ways. And y'all have to have that mm-hmm. as you're talking about appliances, because that's one of the first things I ask is, have you picked your appliances yet? Have you selected them? No, but I know what I want. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
then it's time to get that information to us.
And you know what? It doesn't even, okay, let's say we get to that point, they're purchasing their appliances. It doesn't end there.
No.
Because once they've made that decision, and once we, you know, wrap up their package and everything, then we have to provide the specs to the cabinetry company.
Exactly.
We have to provide them to the electrical. You know, there's all kinds of different mm-hmm. avenues that we have to take after that to complete that project.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, and that, you know, that's what you get when you come to a place like ours,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
where we have professionals, and we know what we have to provide to all of those people.
And that is one of the key things mm-hmm. is you know who to provide to.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons I like the general contractor concept, because really all you have to do is send it to the general,
mm-hmm.
and they know who to send it to, mm-hmm. because sometimes there's different people on jobs, and you may not know who's on there.
Right.
Whereas if there's a one-person contact, it can be dispersed. Then you got to love technology, right? I used to run this stuff to the electrician, to the cabinet store. You know, I used to run mm-hmm. this stuff everywhere, and you don't have to do that.
That's
so
true. Yeah, there's less of a chance of making an error.
Yeah,
you know, one of
right.
the biggest problems sometimes is communication. You know, where, let's say customers come in and they've made their selections and they've changed it 2 or 3 times and we don't know.
Right.
You know.
Oh,
and,
mercy.
Yeah. But when you're dealing with one person, that's less likely to happen.
Exactly. We call that NVO, no verbal orders. Because, and I'm not a military person, but I'll tell you, that's a great policy
mm-hmm.
because then everybody knows what's going on. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your calls from Friedman's Appliances, talking about kitchens and the Kitchen Master Series. We're live, and we'll be back with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland.
Waking up is hard to do. We've got you covered. Phil Williams, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
This is Dawn Steimer from Master Remodelers. You've heard me on Around the House on Saturday mornings. Let Master Remodelers design, shop, build, and walk with you through every step towards your new kitchen or bath. Master Remodelers, 458-0416. 458-0416. At Master Remodelers, we listen. We want to hear your ideas, help you with design, and then systematically execute your project into a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. 458-0416.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Knoxville Ice Bears host the Makin' Mayhem Saturday night for Superhero Night. All of your favorite superheroes will be on site at the Coliseum. Join in on the fun by dressing as one of your favorite characters for the chance to win an Ice Bears prize pack. Tickets start as low as $10. The Ice Bears versus the Mayhem this Saturday at 7:30 at the Knoxville Civic Coliseum. For tickets, call 525-7825 or visit Ticketmaster.com.
The Knoxville!
Good morning and welcome to the Kitchen Master Series moment at Friedman's Appliances. I'm Dawn Steimer and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. It is a pleasure to bring you what could possibly be the last Kitchen Master Series of the year. What does that mean? Well, it means that if you are thinking about a remodeling or even a new build, really, kitchen in your near future, this is the place to be this morning. You know what? The rain's trying to move out, but it could rain a little bit. So if you're going to get out of bed anyway, you might as well just run into Friedman's at 9 o'clock.
There you go.
We're
going
to be here a couple hours talking about kitchens, remodeling, all the things you need to know before you begin a project with such girth. This is a huge project from the aspect of how many people are involved. And I have brought some tools today to show you how many people are actually involved in this, and you won't believe it. Besides the appliances, which are huge, a huge portion, there are so many more things to be involved with. And we're going to explain as much as we can in the time allotted, some things that you might want to know, the secrets to kitchen remodeling. So I have with me Debbie Timm and Randy Ensminger here this morning from Friedman's Appliance. I'm just always glad to have you guys because I just trust you. I trust you, and that's huge. I hope you can hear that in my voice because I come to you guys when I need something. I came to Randy this morning because I need something for one of my appliances, actually two of my appliances, and it's just grandkids. You know, it's just grandkids, and that's okay. I mean, it happens, right?
It happens.
It happens. So let's talk about something that I wished I'd have looked into a little bit more before I purchased my last range, and that is induction cooking. It's very interesting, and it doesn't make sense to my brain, even though I know it's true, and I've seen it. I have friends that have them. It doesn't really compute. What is induction cooking?
Induction cooking is where the cooktop creates an electromagnetic field that is transferred to the pot.
Just to the pot.
Just to the pot. There's no heat transfer here. The cooking surface doesn't get hot at all. And it's the best of both worlds. You know, people want the ability to be able to clean, you know, their cooking surface, and they want the performance that gas can give them. Mm. In fact, a very good gas cooktop, you know, that kind of performance. And induction will do it. I know some folks come in and think of it as the new thing, and they don't want to be the first person, you know, to try it out. But I was selling induction 30 years ago.
Really?
I mean,
30 years ago?
It was developed by the Navy in World War II.
Wow.
You know, so it's not something that's
new.
Yes, it just wasn't popular back then. It went overseas and came back.
Mm.
But it's incredible. The speed that you get is superior to gas. The consistency of cooking is incredible. The melt and simmer features are incredible. So if you're thinking of purchasing, you owe it to yourself to at least look at it so you won't come back, just like you just said,
exactly.
in a year
mm-hmm.
and say, I wish somebody had told me.
Yeah.
You know, so it's something you should look at.
Yeah, and I was, you know, I'm a contractor, so I'm flying at, you know, 30,000 feet. And I'm like, I need all my appliances. I need all, you know, four or five of them. And Jeanette, who's now retired, said, no problem. You know, just like I bought my washer from you. I said, this is what I want. This is where I want to be in budget. Mm-hmm. And he just sends it. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Because I trust you guys. And I don't mean to be naive about that, but I've known you guys for 20 years. This is not our first rodeo. And most people would never do that. And I agree with that policy. But I wished I'd have spent a little more time on induction and listened to Jeanette about that. Talk about the bacon. Making bacon in there and putting that paper towel. This blows me away. I mean, I just can't. I just can't.
Well, that's the magic.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the magic. Well, and we try to, even if you're coming in here to look at a full kitchen and we start talking about induction, we can tell, maybe you're not interested. We're still going to take you back there. We're going to take you back to the live cooktop because if we feel like it's an injustice, if we don't just show you.
Mm.
So we always keep a paper towel because that's what blows everybody away. So we put the paper towel. I always say, you know, I use the example, if you've got cast iron,
mm-hmm.
then lay that down there so that you're not scratching your cooktop.
Sure.
That's just common sense. But when you turn it on, they're going, wait a minute, is that not going to mm-hmm. catch on fire? No, it doesn't, because that isn't what, it's the pot that is making that connection. So that paper towel is there, and if you've got splatter from bacon.
Right. It goes on the paper towel.
It does.
I love it.
And all around that is cold. It is not hot
really?
Because it's only where the pot is. So after you're done with all of that frying, then you just pick up the paper towel and throw it away, which is awesome. And Randy talks about all of the great things it does, and I agree with him. But from a woman's perspective, cleanup is the most important.
Yes. And bacon, you know, all I can think of, and I've got bacon in my fridge I've had in there now in the pack for like a week.
And you don't want to fry it.
Right, because I know mm-hmm. it's going to be a mess. And yeah. I just don't feel like dealing with it today.
Yes.
You know, I can't wait to have BLTs, especially in this weather. It's like springtime.
Yes.
You know, I have BLTs. I like them. I bought some nice, decent-looking tomatoes. I'm excited, but I don't want to deal with that mess. Oh, my goodness. Friedman's Appliances. How long has Friedman's been around?
It's about 27 years.
27 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were definitely here when I got started, because when I met in your old location, I walked mm-hmm. in and went, whoa, this is not like any appliance store I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
It was impressive. It was impressive then, and you have at least doubled your space here, and it's even more impressive now. And, you know, just because they're private and they're local does not mean that they're not competitive.
Mm.
Y'all have buying groups like the big box stores do, mm-hmm. and I really want to debunk that, because it's impressive what you guys do with, you know, being a local, small business
mm-hmm.
by America's standards. I don't look at this as a small business when you see how many appliances are in here. But the best part is there's an education process that happens when you walk in the door. It's not about selling. It's about educating you to what's best for your family by listening to you. And I love that.
And taking care after.
Yes.
Right. So that's the most
service
important.
Department. I tell people, look, if it's apples to apples and it's the same price or close, don't make the mistake of not going with Friedman's, because you will never regret that decision, because mm-hmm. it's not just about the sale.
That's right. We're not looking just for the sale. We're looking for a relationship.
Exactly.
We want something that's going to last a long time.
It's somebody I can walk up and say, Randy, I got this probe here that I love to use, and it's broken. Oh, no problem. And he, you know, looks up my appliance and says, I'll talk to the service department and I'll call you. And I think, what? That's awesome. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Broadcasting live from Friedman's Appliances in the Cedar Springs Shopping Center on Kingston Pike, across from the Kroger Marketplace at Cedar Bluff. You don't want to miss this event. Go to KitchenMasterSeries.com or just join us at 9 o'clock this morning, and you will be amazed at the amount of information that comes through in 2 hours. We'll be back with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
weather strikes. Tune to News Talk 98.7 WOKI for the most up-to-the-minute coverage. On air and streaming at NewsTalk987.com. Severe weather coverage is brought to you by Chancy and Reynolds, providing quality service on Rheem and most HVAC brands for 40 years. Give the heat and air experts at Chancy and Reynolds a call at 525-5076 or online at ChancyReynolds.com. Severe weather coverage. Brought to you by Chancy and Reynolds, the big dog of heating and cooling.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Knoxville? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Knoxville area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Knoxville is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text JOIN to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited. Text in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Text JOIN to 82,000. That's JOIN to 82,000.
Paid for by Fortune Builders.
The governor's race is heating up. Halloran Hilton Hill and J.P. Mackey with Edwin Jones will bring you all the candidates this Tuesday live from Nashville 3 to 7. The topic will be health care and what they intend to do for our state. Hear all the candidates on News Talk 98.7, brought to you by J.P. Mackey, Certified Financial Planner, Certified Investment Management Analyst with Edwin Jones. When it comes to your to-do list, put your future first. Call J.P. today, 865-531-6588.
Will dodge periods of heavy rain and gusty winds, even some thunderstorms possible, and heavy downpours at times, a high near 74 degrees. Tonight, scattered showers, even a chance of a thunderstorm do continue with a low of 58. For your Sunday, we'll see falling temperatures throughout the day and the chance for a scattered shower or a thunderstorm. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you hear a little extra joy in my voice today, it's because tomorrow, I am bringing home my new puppy. I'm so excited. I've been waiting for 8 weeks for this little guy. His name is Nemo. He's a chocolate miniature schnauzer, and I call him Nemo because I tried to do rescues, and I just couldn't get past the allergy portion of my life. And so I ended up going and getting a full-bred schnauzer because I know I can live with that. So little Nemo's coming home. If you're a Facebook friend of mine, you'll see lots of postings of him, and I'm very excited. So beyond that, we are here live at Friedman's Appliances for the Kitchen Master Series. You do not want to miss this event. Debbie, what do you like about the Kitchen Master Series?
I just like that it brings so much information to people that are thinking about doing remodeling. Mm-hmm. And we just provide with everyone that we bring in. I think it just provides so many answers to their questions or things that they've not thought about. Mm-hmm. So they go away thinking, you know, I really got a lot of useful information.
Yes.
They do.
It's impressive how much, and it's, I don't want to make this sound bad, but it's a little bit like drinking from a fire hose every once in a while.
Well, it is.
Because there's so much information. But mm-hmm. we give you a notebook so you can mm-hmm. write down all those little goodies, I call mm-hmm. them. That you get. If I go to a seminar, sometimes I think if I get one or two nuggets, I'm good. There's probably going to be 50 here today. 50 nuggets that you'll get mm-hmm. for this kitchen remodeling project. And the best part is there's no pressure. It doesn't matter. We're not asking you to buy. We're asking you to listen. We're asking you to learn some things, to pick up some of the nomenclature. Because when I came into this business in 1998, I realized that I was about to learn another language. A full language that I had never touched before. I was an optician for 20 years and decided I was kind of bored with that.
Yeah.
And so I decided to to come here with and work with my dad for a couple years before I got my general contractor's license. And so it was a big change.
Yes.
And so the reason I told you that story is because you will hear some words and they will become more familiar as you listen to the Kitchen Master series. And the beauty of it is, if it doesn't become clear, we have question and answer times after each speaker and at the very end. So you can ask the professionals any question you want. How do I get here? Go to kitchenmasterseries.com and register. Just let us know you're coming. We start at 9 o'clock, and we will be finished promptly at 11 o'clock. We will stay after to answer questions, but we will be finished at 11 o'clock, so you can go on with your Saturday. The rain is clearing. It's going to be cloudy. It's going to be warm. It's the perfect time to come to the Kitchen Master Series. All right, let's talk about microwave drawers. We're going to talk about drawers this second. What's in your drawers? All right, microwave drawers. Talk to me about that.
Well, you know, people think that that is the new thing. It's not really all that new. They've mm-hmm. been around for a while. But I think they're just becoming more, people are liking them, seeing them, you know, on hows.
They become more familiar.
Yes, more familiar. So, they come in two sizes, 24 inch and 30.
Oh.
So that's always nice.
Okay.
And depending on, you know, your kitchen plan. And I think what it is, it's more for, we look at it in sales, we look at it more as an ease for the customer.
Exactly.
And that's how we present it. It's safer.
You're not lifting those hot things out of the microwave over a hot range.
Yes, at eye level, pulling hot.
Yeah.
You're taking it out of a drawer and setting it on the counter.
And as an age and place specialist, it's harder for us as we get older to reach in and get something that far over the range.
Mm-hmm.
We're stretching over. And so I love the idea of the microwave drawer. Bravo.
And when we're looking at people on their last home, their forever home.
Yeah, exactly.
That last home, and where they're trying to make changes to where it will adapt as they age,
mm-hmm.
that is always one piece that we recommend, because I think it's going to work for them all the way through that process. So it's more about safety and ease of use, I think.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say safety, I think about, well, what about my grandchildren? Because it's going to be at eye level for them.
There's a lock.
Uh-huh. I knew you'd have an answer.
That's right.
There's a lock.
Yes, there's a lock.
So you can't put the Cabbage Patch Kid in there and blow it up.
But you just can't turn it on.
Oh, okay. All right. So you can put it in there.
Yes.
But you just can't. I see. So you just can't operate the controls.
If you lock it, yes.
All right. And then it's an easy open.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a push button open, or does it? You just touch the
Depends
the
on
hole.
The model.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. So it's either
really.
Way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's lots of options. Is it only made by Sharp?
Sharp is the only company that builds one.
Okay.
And so if you're buying a microwave drawer under another manufacturer's name, it was built by Sharp.
Okay. So it's still Sharp, but sometimes under another name mm-hmm. with their trims to make it match other appliances. Okay. That makes sense, because I thought this is going to be odd man out maybe, you know, mm-hmm. but not anymore. All right. All right. So now there's another kind of drawer that I want to talk about, which is surprisingly important in mm-hmm. kitchens today. It's not a must. When is it a good idea to have a warming drawer, Randy?
Well, I would bet that what most people want when they get a double oven, a single oven and a warming drawer would have done a better job.
Hmm.
You know, it's the best way to keep your food closest to its original form, you know, for an extended period of time.
Right.
And so when you think about it that way, it can offer you a lot of benefits. One, stress. You know, there are some items that you can just cook when you have time.
Oh, no kidding.
You don't have to worry about everything being done, you know, at the same time.
And perfectly hot.
That's right.
Perfectly ready.
And especially when you have multiple schedules. You know, I've got five kids, and so we always had multiple schedules. So you can cook some things when you have time.
Okay.
And so when you come home from the 6 o'clock event, you can sit down, you know, and you can eat. Or work schedules. You know, as the kids got older, you know, we could take a plate and put it down in the warming drawer, and we could go ahead and eat.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would come home, they'd have a nice warm plate, mm-hmm. and the, you know, the last one to eat pushes the button on the dishwasher, you know.
I
and so
love
it's
this.
It's wonderful for them.
especially for families and how we live today. Mm-hmm. So many activities, so much going on, and yet you want your family to eat well. You don't want to run through the drive-thru every night of the week, because we all know that's a treat. It's not the lifestyle that is going to bring us the most health and longevity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so what else about warming drawers?
Well, the other thing, it's not just for indoors.
Really?
No, it isn't. And we're doing, you know, as you know, people are doing a lot more outdoor kitchens.
Yes, ma'am.
So warming drawers are very important, because you can, you don't want to get those two or three steaks done. And then
have,
you know,
15 people.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
So you can get some of that done on the grill, and you can put it in the warming drawer, so you can keep everybody's food the same.
Yeah. And I love to serve food all hot.
That's
yes.
Right.
If it's hot, it's supposed to be hot.
And when
if it's cold,
are,
it's supposed to be cold.
When you are grilling outside, you know, you, some people, it's part of the entertainment.
Yeah.
But some people, it pulls you away from the entertainment.
Mm-hmm. So which is unfortunate.
Yeah,
yes.
So, you know, you don't have to be the only one with an umbrella and a glass of tea out there. You can grill early.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, and have it done so that you can actually participate in the family event, and everything is still warm and servable.
Sure. And you could just throw some vegetable skewers, like a shish kebab, on at the last minute and do those, but you've got everything else already
done. You've got all of them.
Oh, I love that idea. Yeah. And then you can have a glass of wine or whatever.
Right.
And just enjoy the party, because so many times we do miss it.
Yeah.
We do miss it. And I see my friends when I'm at a barbecue or something, they miss the party because they are busy getting things ready.
They don't have that warming drawer.
No. Oh, my goodness. The other thing, and we still have a few minutes here, so I want to talk about, if we can, the idea of steam in an oven. Wow. That blows my mind. All I could think of is, I'm going to have soggy steaks. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. So you have the option of using the steam or not, right?
That's right.
Okay.
And again, that's not something that's new.
Right.
Convection steam ovens have been around for a long time. Your commercial ovens, you know, they're going to be using steam burst. And what it actually does, if you're doing a bakery type item, it makes the crust crispier.
See, that doesn't compute for me. How does it do that? It's steam.
I know, but it is incredible how that works. You
so
know,
bread,
but it, does.
It makes bread crispier.
Egg rolls, like frozen egg rolls, anything that you want to do. If you use the convection steam combination, they'll come out crispier.
That's crazy.
And
that's
then
crazy.
When you're cooking items, especially a meat, you know, an oven dries food out.
Right.
You know, so if you use, you know, convection and steam combined, you're cooking with and getting the convection results that you want, but you're reapplying moisture. And it can also speed up the cooking process because
steam is so hot.
Yeah, it penetrates.
Yeah.
You know, so
okay.
You know, so, and then, golly gee, anything that you would boil, I mean, from vegetables to hard-boiled eggs or
so
hot dogs,
I want to steam some broccoli. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put this in a steam oven. Do I put a lid on it?
You don't necessarily
I can put it on a tray, a cookie tray.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do I put water on the tray?
No, because it's already in.
Oh, this is so opposite everything. I'm like, I don't know if I can do that. All right, so put the broccoli in on a cookie sheet.
Mm-hmm. And you choose the steam option on the oven. And then, so basically it's just the water, the steam.
Right.
Not the water, the steam. It's created, the water is creating the steam. And it's just, it's not cooking your vegetables. It's steaming
them. So they come out crispy like you would want them, or you can steam them longer and they're softer. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And it keeps the nutrients. You're not taking the nutrients out. So that's why it's so important.
Fish and shrimp.
Oh, so you fish too?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
It's wonderful.
Okay, so now I think of steam. As a contractor, do I have to run a water line to that unit?
For the most part, no. Most of them, no, they have their own well.
Okay.
Reservoir.
So we fill the reservoir when we're using it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It stays in there. It doesn't hurt anything. Do I have to empty that every time I cook something?
Depends on how often you're using it.
Okay.
I would say if you're only using it once a week, I would probably empty it.
Okay.
I mean, just
but
because
it's easy
you want
to do.
It is.
Okay.
Just a push of a button, you pull it out, you empty it.
Okay.
I mean, it's not complicated
all right.
at all.
But I
what
think
happened?
if you had one, I think you'd be
it
using it more than once a week.
Really?
It would be the only thing you ever
like
use.
It's like the probe on the for the chicken and the pork tenderloin, right?
You don't realize how much
goodness.
You use it.
See, that's the thing. You know, when you come into Kitchen Master Series, or really when you come into Freedman's Appliances, give the information that you're going to receive a chance to sink in. Because there is more to buying an appliance than just, I need a refrigerator. Everybody knows that, but every appliance is like that now.
Mm-hmm.
Every appliance is like that. We're talking about an oven that steams and convection. What? And it comes out crispier. I mean, I know you guys know what you're talking about, but that doesn't really make a lot of sense. It's kind of like induction.
Yes.
It's just not quite computing right now, right? Mm-hmm. But that's what I love about Freedman's is you have a live kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's that big of a deal,
we can show
you. Can show us.
Mm-hmm.
What? And you really do show these things off, and you're going to be seeing some of those things today at Kitchen Master Series. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We have Shea Sieber coming up from Shea Designs, and she is a live wire. We are so excited to have her. She will be speaking today and will be with me for a couple segments here when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7. WOKI.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride. Though his mind is not for rent, don't put him down this arrogant.
Hi, this is Jimmy Himes, and I'll get right to the point with a smart recommendation if you're planning on selling your home. Call my friend and trusted realtor, Tracy King of Kings of Real Estate. Tracy will guarantee the sale of your home, or he will buy it at a price acceptable to you, and he will give you cash for that. That is guaranteed in writing. What other agent would do that? He is confident he will sell your home because he already has thousands of exclusive buyers looking to buy right now. Who you choose to sell your home is absolutely critical. Tracy sells homes faster and nets his sellers 3% more money on average, which puts more money in your pocket. It all adds up to results. Tracy's team sold over 365 homes over the last 12 months. To the point, guaranteed sold, ready buyers, netting more dollars on average, and selling your home faster. That's why hundreds of families choose Tracy to sell their home, and why you should too. Get to the point. Call Tracy King with Kings of Real Estate, 365-2323. That's 365-2323.
Here's a news flash from Dayton Hilton of Dayton's Pest Control.
Bedbugs have moved into this area, but don't worry, Dayton's is ready to help.
I hear that Dayton's is one of two bedbug-free trained companies in the state.
We are.
Dayton, please explain what your bedbug treatment entails.
Well, first, don't throw your bed, mattress, box springs, or couch away. And we don't require any prep to your house prior to arrival.
If you suspect you have bedbugs, call Dayton's at 588-6686 for an inspection and estimate. Dayton's reputation is your guarantee of quality.
Have you ever noticed your home's foundation vents for your crawl space?
They're for airflow, right?
They are. But if the air is humid, like here in East Tennessee, it can fuel the growth of mold, mildew, and wood decay fungus. This can affect the air quality in your home.
There's a fungus among us? What can be done, Dayton?
At Dayton's Pest Control, we can install the Clean Space Encapsulation System. This seals off your crawl space and stops moisture from both the soil and the humid outside air.
Make your home healthier. Call Dayton's Pest Control at 588-6686. Dayton's reputation is your guarantee of quality.
The Tennessee Vols are kind of a big deal around here. We got you covered with daily sports reports and the Vol Report on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, we are live at Friedman's Appliances today, celebrating the Kitchen Master Series, inviting you to the Kitchen Master Series. It starts at 9 o'clock, so hop in the shower and get ready, because it's coming at you. This is could possibly be, we think it is, the last Kitchen Master Series of the year. And that's important, because the Kitchen Master Series is the only workshop in the area that provides you professionals all gathered in one place in a very timely, succinct way to give you a lot of ideas, information, education, just everything you need to know about kitchen remodeling. But it also applies to new building. It doesn't matter if it's remodeling or new build. It's important to know some of this. And like we were talking with Randy and Debbie Tim, the nomenclature involved in this process is important for you to get used to hearing, because it will help you communicate with your contractor, with your designer, with your appliance people. Special shout out to Debbie Tim and Randy Ensminger. I manicure that name all the time. Yes. I'm terrible. From Friedman's Appliances here at Kingston, on Kingston Pike, 9296 Kingston Pike. And you can call the store to register at 693-4344, 693-4344. But the best way to register and how to get all the information you need is go to kitchenmasterseries.com, kitchenmasterseries.com. Well, I promised you a little bit of joy, and she's here. Shay Siever from Shay Designs is with me right now, and I just always love talking to her, because I've done kitchens with Shay for years, and it's just impressive the kind of designs that they do. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
I'm just glad that you're here. It's so fun. I think, you know, you're going to be with me for a couple segments, and the first segment is really about vision. I think, as I was looking through some of the things and thinking through some of the things that we talk about with clients as we process their remodeling or even their new build. I don't do new builds, but I know you do.
A few.
When you choose an interior designer to do a kitchen remodel, talk about the vision that he or she carries during that process for you.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times it's a scary thing to take on such a large project, a remodel or new construction. It's a huge decision, but there's even, it's even more scary because there's hundreds of decisions within that large decision to do that. And so we help folks cast the vision. One, we collect all the information on how they're going to use the space. And because we do this every day, it's not so scary to us. And so we try to take what their expectation is or what their desires are, take that, and then we put into a creative vision. Sometimes that means we need to redo the layout. We need to talk about moving things. Sometimes it's just creative ideas from a lot of experience and a lot of years of doing this to where we can say, here's an idea maybe you haven't thought of. Here's an idea that we think would be fantastic. We put all that in 3D design so that the customer can see it. Because really only about 20% of people have the ability to visualize.
Oh, I believe that.
To see.
Yeah.
And of those, a lot of times there's this other little creative element in a lot of designers who can see not only the vision of what it could be, but we can actually see all the selections inside of that vision.
Ooh.
So it's not just the layout, it's what will this completely look like when the customer walks in the space when it's all done. And so we're able to take those ideas, take the ideas of the customer. A lot of customers have already done some research, they know kind of what they want. So we give them option A, here's what you want. We give them option B, here's what we want. And then typically out of that, we have option C that is a collage of both of those visions, and people can see it.
Well, and what I love about the interior design process is all of us are in our box, right? We live in our kitchens every day. We use our kitchens every day. We think they're fine. Well, in reality, if you can just, this, so much of Kitchen Master Series is just about opening up your mind and listening to the professionals that do this every day. I promise if you come to Kitchen Master Series, you will get an aha moment. In those 2 hours, at least two or three, really, at least. And I would be surprised if it wasn't more like 30.
Me too.
Because there's so much information passed in this small amount of time at Kitchen Master Series. And what I wanted to say is I think you are excellent at taking people out of their box. We had a client for a kitchen that we did and in Gettysview, and this client likes to work from home, okay? But she also didn't want a big table in her kitchen that had her office stuff on it. She's very electronic. So what she wanted was a place, and she's tall. She wanted a place that had a higher countertop somewhere in the kitchen, and I brought the plans with me today to show the kind of plans that you guys do. And they're just on a piece of paper. They're, you know, nothing special as far as that goes. But what I love is the feedback that we got from that change that made her go, wow. You know, it's just impressive. And you were there, and I saw it happen in your head. You're like, oh, well, we can do this. And I went, drop the mic. Right? I mean, and it's just, if you think about it in real terms, it's just putting some different cabinets in a place, but you have to have the ability to see that. That's that visionary that you mm-hmm. you have, that you do so well. I love Shade Designs. I love the opportunity to be around so much creativity, because it just gets my, you know, blood going.
We're handful. There's no doubt.
You are. And then not only that, but you actually carry it into a different place. You actually carry it through past the remodel into, well, what about this? What about that? And that is part of keeping your eye on the ball. Your eye on the ball goes past what I would do as a contractor through to what you would finish with. And yeah. Those little things, that little pop, that special little table and chairs, or that perfect light fixture, which you did in that project as well, give it that pop that makes it a masterpiece.
It finishes that last few 20% of items folks struggle with.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people can get it to a certain point, but it's the fine details. It's the mm-hmm. decorative details.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the collective design where someone walks in and goes, wow, this is fantastic.
Collective design. That's mm-hmm. the word. That's the word. All right. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Don't go away. We've got another segment with Shay Sieber and Shay Designs. We're going to take a little news break, and we'll be back with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
You've got a smartphone. Want to make it even smarter? Then you need to download the News Talk 987 mobile app.
Powered by Computer Depot.
Listen live to all your favorite shows, including Phil, Rush, Hal, and Hannity. Or enjoy your favorite shows on demand when it fits your schedule.
Making you and your phone smarter every day.
Download the News Talk 987 mobile app. News Talk 987 WOKI.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dawn Steimer from Master Remodelers. Let's take all of your ideas combined with our designer and 20 years in the building business to assure you of a masterpiece. Master Remodelers, 458-0416, 458-0416. So you've decided to stay in your home and you want to feel ageless. Well, if you need a little help with designing your bathroom, maybe a zero threshold shower or a comfort height commode that still feels like a spa, from the best design to our shopping service to the final cleanup, Master Remodelers. Modelers, 458-0416.
Join area business people and Phil Williams at the Knoxville Chamber's 19th Schmoozapalooza, March 1st from 4 to 7 at the Knoxville Expo Center. Create connections as you travel the Coney Island-themed boardwalk with over 700 other area business professionals and explore the exhibits of more than 100 local organizations. Admission to the highly anticipated networking event is $10, and Knoxville Chamber members can save $5 by pre-registering online at KnoxvilleChamber.com before March 1st. We'll see you at Schmoozapalooza.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
More deputies freeze. Trump campaign official pleads. I'm Christopher Cruz. Scott Peterson, the armed school officer and sheriff's deputy who reportedly failed to enter the building during the Florida high school shooting, may not have been the only deputy who stayed outside during the attack. Sources are now telling CNN that three other Broward County Sheriff's deputies also failed to enter the school as the shooting was going on. The deputies were reportedly behind their vehicles with their weapons drawn, but hadn't gone into the school by the time local police arrived. Shooting survivor Samantha Fuentes is angry about Peter's alleged inaction.
I don't feel that Peterson protect and served his children just as he claimed he would. He broke a promise, and that's obvious in his inaction.
Former Trump campaign official Rick Gates has pleaded guilty to federal conspiracy and false statements charges in the investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller. Correspondent Sarah Murray says Gates admitted to hiding millions of dollars along with former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort.
Both Gates and Manafort pleaded not guilty in October to financial charges unrelated to the campaign. But in the charges Gates has now pleaded to, prosecutors outline how the two business partners hid millions of dollars from their Ukrainian lobbying work from the federal government and then lied to federal investigators in 2016 about the scheme.
The worst flu season in a decade has claimed more lives. The CDC reports 13 children died of the flu last week. Wall Street wrapped up the holiday-shortened trading week with a rally, says our business correspondent Ann Cates.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed almost 348 points, while the S&P 500 jumped 43 points. Both indexes rose 0.5% for the week. The Nasdaq soared 127 points and advanced this week by 1.5%.
The U.S. has won its first ever Olympic gold in curling. The American men beat Sweden 10-7 in the gold medal match. The only other podium finish for the U.S. curling team was in 2006. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
The firearms industry has not had a good week or year, for that matter.
It has not been a good time for gun enthusiasts or the weapons industry.
Why do we have to march on Washington just to save innocent lives?
Why are my son's unalienable rights not protected as fiercely as the right to bear arms?
Following the second deadliest school shooting in the U.S., First National Bank of Omaha says it won't renew a contract with the National Rifle Association to issue an NRA-branded Visa card. The world's largest asset manager, BlackRock, has put biggest U.S. gun maker Sturm Ruger and American Outdoor brands on notice. It's no longer business as usual. New Jersey lawmakers plan to introduce bills barring state pension funds from investing in gun makers. And gun sales are sharply lower since President Trump's election. Sturm Ruger reported a 21% sales decline for 2017. I'm Scott Carr.
And I'm Christopher Cruz.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
For your Saturday, a few scattered showers, even some thunderstorms possible with gusty winds up to 20 miles per hour and heavy downpours at times, a high near 74. Overnight tonight, rain chances do continue with a low of 58 degrees. And then for your Sunday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high of 65 degrees. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House. On News Talk 98.7 WOKI, we're celebrating 10 years of Around the House this year, and we are the most listened to show on the weekends, and I want to thank you for that. I'm so honored to be a guest in your home, in your ear, every weekend from 7 to 9. But today, I'd like to meet you. And how do you do that? Well, come on down to Friedman's Appliances. It's in the Cedar Springs Shopping Center at Cedar Bluff and Kingston Pike, directly across from the Kroger Marketplace. 9 to 11, we're going to be doing something called Kitchen Master Series. If you are even thinking within the next year from today of remodeling your kitchen, you owe yourself this time. Set this time aside. Bring your mind in an open way, and we will fill your mind with the things that you need to know to do a kitchen remodel project. To help us get a little bit of that vision, this is the girl, Shay Sieber from Shay Designs. Just so glad to have you here, Shay.
Thank you.
If you want joy, you want to talk to Shay. We have so much in common, and it's just so fun to sit and talk with you about the vision for a project. I think you have that gift of visualizing beyond what people can really think of in that project and take us out of our box. But you do that in the kitchen design with cabinetry, but you have a very unique showroom.
Mm-hmm.
It is so fun. It's like walking into a candy store. It is so cool. And the pricing is reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you walk into a designer showroom and you think, oh, everything's going to be, you know, $500 and up. No. And the accessories, the furniture. So talk about how you take, after the kitchen is finished, take that into the rest of the vision. for the project.
Yeah, so, you know, if you do the kitchen, you're probably going to need some bar stools. Hmm. We may change out the kitchen table if it's not an heirloom. Hmm. We may go into the light fixture, the rug, the art.
Window treatments.
It's a key thing. A lot of you lovely, lovely gentlemen do not love window treatments. However, they do help so much with texture and sound and just softness, especially in a kitchen where you have a lot of hard finishes.
Yeah.
So our showroom was created as a place for you to come and, one, get inspiration, be inspired.
Mm-hmm.
We're a unique showroom in the fact that we have so many different design styles. So whether you're mid-century modern or you want to be traditional or contemporary, there's usually something for you. And then when we're looking at the space, we're thinking of all those details all the way to the finish. One of the hard things about being an interior designer is when you're not doing the planning on the upfront, you have to come in and work with what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And so you see all those hurdles and you see all those things that you could have done differently if you just had 6 inches here, if you had, you know, just an extra outlet, something like that. And so we've tried to design backwards. So we make sure that when you come in, you have the rug that's going to be good for your family. If you have a big, busy family or you have pets or whatnot, what type of texture, whether you should spend a little bit because you may need to change it out often or you should spend a lot and get something that's extravagant and something you really love. We really have a lot. We try to keep with lots of different price ranges because there's a lot of different price ranges out there and we want people to have the completed vision that they can afford but have something that's really fabulous.
Well, I want to ask you about gray is big.
It is.
Okay, but not all of us like gray because it's too cold.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how do we deal with that?
Yeah, so what I typically do is if you are not in the gray, and a lot of people ask me, when is it going out? And the question that I usually tell people is, when is tan going out? You know, we've had it for the last 15 to 18 years, and it's still quite popular. And so I'm going to just go ahead and tell you gray is going to be around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
The key to making gray warm is the undertones. And so you can add a little bit of a blue undertone to your gray
and make it
kind of fresh and light and soft.
Okay.
You can add a green undertone to it and give yourself a little bit of warmth. And then we have the most popular color ever, which is gray. it's a little bit of brown in there, and it still keeps those that are just not ready for the risk of gray. They can have a little bit of a gray hue, but still have a little bit of those neutrals involved in that. So there's a couple ways paint colors can do it. Accessories can do it. A lot of people will do it in their finishes, just adding a little bit of gray here or there.
There you go. So you're not fully committed to the gray white aspect. All right, talk about window treatments in kitchens. What do you see in kitchens? What's trending in window treatments?
Yeah, you know, a lot of it has to do with the privacy. If you back up to a space where you really need some covered privacy, then we may do some panels or we may do some layering. So we may do some shutters or some blinds or some Roman shades.
Roman shades are still popular. Mm-hmm,
they are. They're not inexpensive.
Oh, really?
So a lot of times if I'm doing a fabric or a print or an iCAD or damask, one of those, you know, fabrics, I'm probably going to incorporate that into a custom Roman shade. Balances are still being used, but I have taken them to a little bit more of 2018.
Now, of course you have.
we had to love on them just a little bit.
Yeah.
I even still use a cornice board, believe it or not. That's
really?
One of my favorite things to do.
I love cornices. Mm-hmm.
I do too. I love.
So what do you do to bring them into 2018?
A lot of it has to do in the design, and then a lot of it has to do with the fabric. A lot of people tend to select neutral colors, neutral wall colors, neutral fabrics. A lot of the impact of a design space has to be done in print and layers and colors. If you have two or three colors in your design, then you really have a beautiful space because you have some different colors to work with. Prints are fantastic, and they're scary to a lot of people.
They are scary to a lot of people.
A lot of people. But, you know, fabrics can be changed. So if you are going to do a kitchen remodel, you want things that are going to last trend-wise for a long, long time. You don't want to feel like people say, you know, like the rustic industrial that's popular now is definitely going to be a 2015 to 2018. Everyone's going to remember it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be short-lived, where
So don't do barnwood cabinets right now.
No. It's beautiful. And if you do love that, you live in the mountains, you're in Sevierville, around forever.
Sure.
But as far as like a design trend, it's popular on TV, but it's going to be short-lived, and you will be pulling all that barnwood out, I would say, in the next 5 years.
Oh, really?
And then if you are looking to, but fabric is a way that you can change it out without spending a lot of money.
So just pillows?
Like, pillows, banquettes, a lot of times even on the dining room chairs, the
you
rug.
Said banquettes. We explain what a banquette is.
A banquette is a built-in bench that's built-in into like a bay window or on the wall, where if you have like, say, a farmhouse table or if you have a long table, you want to put some built-in seating. It allows us to snug up against the wall, make room for that large island. You still have maybe a couple of chairs for those who don't like to do the bench, but it really adds a lot to the space, and it allows us to cover that.
It's so
fabric.
Warm feeling, you know.
It is.
It's kind of like booth or table. I'll take the booth.
Yep, me too.
I mean, it's
every time.
It's just more intimate, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you're next to the natural light. And so,
yeah.
And if you're like me and you have four kids, you can slide them all back there. But we do, you know, the rug. And a lot of times you don't want to spend a fortune on the rug under the kitchen table.
Right. Because
it spills. You know, there's lots of good stuff that happens there.
Yep.
And so we just try to make sure we add texture and layered prints underneath the table. And then, of course, in the window treatments and layering art. Art is a key thing a lot of people have a hard time with.
Do you have art in the showroom?
Lots of art.
Ooh.
Unique things you're not going to find. What I typically bring in the showroom are the things that I have a hard time finding locally, because I love to shop local. And so if I can't find exactly what I'm looking for, I just find someone internationally and I bring it here. So we typically have some fantastic art pieces and unique things that people will love for a long time.
Yeah, and it's reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, we're not talking about thousands and thousands of dollars for one piece.
No.
Because it came from overseas, right?
Right.
All right. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for being here today. And I know that, you know, this is just a tip of the iceberg of what you're going to talk about today. And you have lots of slides with lots of pictures of real projects. So don't go away. We're gonna want you at Kitchen Master Series today. Thanks for being here, Shay.
Thank
Shay
you.
Shay Sieber from Shay Designs. What's your phone number, Shay?
865-313-2656. And we have a huge sale this weekend.
Really?
Huge sale this weekend. Everything's 10 to 40% off. It's our second anniversary in our new space.
Congratulations.
We're excited.
Had to expand. You had so much furniture.
We did. And so we are doing our seasonal, the first time we've done this big, large sale. So things are flying out the doors. We'd love to have
All right. Well, thanks again. Shay Sieber, Shay Designs. You want to know where she is? She's on Kingston Pike. Let's see. Just west of Pellissippi Parkway. What's your landmark? What do you... By Bill Jones Music.
Bill Jones Music.
Bill Jones Music. There we go. Easy to find. You can't miss. It says SDS. Shay Design Services. Is that right?
Studio.
I'm sorry. I knew that wasn't quite right. Shay Design Studio. All right. On Kingston Pike in West Knoxville. Don't forget to stop by. 10 to 40% off today. Wow. And this is stuff that you're not going to see in Walmart. It's just not happening. Or Target. I don't care how cute that stuff looks. It doesn't look like this. All right. 656-8255. 656-8255. Or 1-800-951-8255. We have another guest coming up when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
East Tennessee weather can change fast. We've got you covered with 24/7 weather updates from the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hi, Dawn Steimer here, Master Remodelers and host of Around the House on News Talk. If you're looking for an organized company to build your masterpiece, whether it's a kitchen, bath, or addition, call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416. Quote, I wouldn't change a thing, end quote. If you're considering a new kitchen, bath, addition, or combination thereof, our designs and building systems will guide you from design to completion. Our shopping service and attention to detail will make the process painless. Master Remodelers, 458-0416.
So many heating and air companies out there, don't you want to call the right one first? Hi, it's Phil. Don't just take my word for it. Read for yourself what over 450 of your friends and neighbors have posted on PioneerComfort.com. Service call still $49.95. No reason to be uncomfortable in your home. And with over 35 trucks on the road, Pioneer Heating and Air will get to you quick. If you need a new one, a Train Home Comfort System's the way to go. It's hard to stop a train.
Pioneer Heating and Air.
Call them at 922-2817 or online at PioneerComfort.com.
We can help you stay safe, but also warm and cozy this winter. Hi, this is Scott Brokamp with His Security. Our smart home security systems powered by Alarm.com offer a thermostat that actually knows when you're home, so it's more efficient. Remote access, scheduling, low temperature alerts, automatic adjustments for cold rooms, and open doors. Technology can make life easier, warmer, and more secure. Call 474-9495 or hissecurity.net. His Security, in God we trust, all others we monitor. Tennessee license number 1545.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, we are live from the Kitchen Master Series. The Kitchen Master Series is a workshop that is intended to be informative for you only. It is not a sales pitch. It is not anything. It is just information from industry experts that we've gathered in one place. There's no charge. There's no charge for this. This is huge. You won't get this anywhere else in Knoxville. And guess what? This is could be the last one of the year. We haven't really decided what's going on in March yet, but it is possible that this is the last one. You don't want to miss this. Kitchen Master Series, a kitchen remodeling workshop for homeowners. Starting at 9 o'clock today, we'll feed you. So if you haven't had breakfast, come on, just come on in. Come say hi. I would love to meet you. It's important that you get this information before you execute your kitchen remodel project, because I guarantee you, you will get many, many, many nuggets, and it won't just be food, right? All right. This portion is a surprise for you, all the listeners. We have Trish Hyder Weaver.
Well, just Weaver.
Just Weaver is okay. Okay. Trish Weaver from Stonecraft Incorporated here. And Trish is a countertop specialist, I would say, at the least. Maybe aficionado.
Well, I don't know. I've been doing it for quite a while.
I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you
good
for
be
being
back.
Here. Okay. So there are so many things out there for countertops. It's a little bit overwhelming, right?
Yes. Well, there's several of the standards that have always been out all the time. We've got the granite, quartz, marble, soapstone, and limestone. Those are
right.
And there's nothing new. There's
right.
Nothing new and improved going on right,
right.
Now. The,
okay.
The quartz is out there like we've been.
Okay. But there is when we talk about granite, we think of it as a second to quartz. That's how it's presented in many, many places I see across this area. And I don't think it is a second to quartz. If you have not seen the natural beauty and the natural hardness of granite,
yeah.
You owe yourself the opportunity to look at that.
And we're hearing that as well. You know, people go, oh, I've got to have quartz.
Mm-hmm.
And we are still, probably 85% of our business is natural stone.
Still natural stone, yeah.
Because part of it, the natural stone is prettier.
Mm-hmm.
It is prettier. It's
you
richer.
You can't duplicate what God made.
No.
It's just not possible.
And I mean, you know, and the quartz people have made that make you think that it's not easy to work with natural stone, and that's not true with the granite.
Mm.
So
this is important. See, that's why we have the Kitchen Master Series here for you today, because there are many, many marketing
myths out there.
Yes.
And what we like to do is bring you the real information from the actual experts that work in this field every day. These people see this day in, day out. And then master remodelers, as an example, as a general contractor, we bring all of those things together for you and control the whole project to the point where it becomes a masterpiece. That's what Kitchen Master Series is about. We talk with industry experts. We're going to talk about appliances today. We're going to talk about design today. We're going to talk about countertops and stone today. And then we're going to talk about the general contractor's role in all of that. And how cool is that? Kitchen Master Series, go to kitchenmasterseries.com, kitchenmasterseries.com to register, or come by at 9 o'clock. Get here early. It does fill up, so we want to see you here. Come by and say hi. I'd love to meet you. All right, Stonecraft, when we talk about granite, talk to me about the features of granite beyond the beauty, which is so obvious.
Well, granite is still very hard. It's very hard. It is heat resistant. It is
more so than quartz.
Yes.
Nobody talks about that.
No. And when we started doing more quartz, I had, you know, I get all the, well, what about warranty questions?
Right.
So then I have to start reading the fine print.
Right.
Oh, all of them say use a trivet.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't put hot on there. So.
See, but that's why we want the experts here at Kitchen Master Series, because you are dealing with the after the fact things.
Yes.
That's where all the good knowledge comes from, really.
Yes.
Because you use it day in, day out. You've been doing this for how many years?
Stonecraft's been in business since 1986.
Oh, okay. So 1986. That will tell you the depth of knowledge that is in this house today at Friedman's Appliances Kitchen Master Series. I have 20 years. You have 30 plus.
Not me, but yes, the company.
30 plus years. Friedman's has a good 30, almost 30 plus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of experience.
Yes.
That's a lot of information. We have done this day in, day out for so long that there are things that we know that we forget that the homeowner doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a dangerous place. We're going to try to bring that to you at Kitchen Master Series today at Friedman's Appliances, Cedar Springs Shopping Center, located on Kingston Pike at Cedar Bluff, directly across from the Kroger Marketplace. All right. It's also, granite is also the highest ranking antibacterial countertop. Now, wait a minute.
I know.
The marketing, right? The marketing doesn't tell us that.
Right. The Marble Institute did several studies years ago, you know, even against stainless steel tops. And I think that was the only thing that beat granite.
Really?
At the time.
Wow.
So.
Okay, talk about this radon scare. Now, that was a few years ago, but it was pretty funny. Talk about, she's laughing.
One of our wholesalers, they called and said, we have a customer here with a... he had the reader. I can't even think of the name of it, but he had the little machine out there testing to see whether...
Detector.
The radon detector. And he was going through, and it didn't register high enough to say it was dangerous. And that's a whole warehouse.
But that is really... So he went through the whole warehouse and had a radon detector. Well, see, there you go. Oh, my goodness. Marketing is so important.
Yeah.
What we hear... If we hear it enough, we begin to think it's fact. And it could just be someone trying to get you to think and listen to a different point of view than you normally might know in your heart and your mind is true.
Right.
Granite is so beautiful. And let's talk about the sealer and how, you know, the myth about...
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
Maintenance,
right? We have to seal it. Well...
Right.
It depends on your stone. Yes, you do have to seal it. Mine is 19 years old, and I have not had to reseal it.
Oh.
It's a dark one.
So do you do the water test, and it still bubbles up?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
See? But this sealer is an impregnator.
It is an impregnator.
Talk about what that is.
So it's not like a clear coat nail polish like going on the top of your countertop.
Mm-hmm.
It is something you wipe on. It sinks down into all the crevices and gives you time to wipe up stains and things like that.
Ah.
So... It's not a big process. I mean, it's basically you just like spray it on. You clean your countertops really good, spray it on, wipe it in, and
it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like wiping your countertops to clean them.
Exactly.
Only you actually wipe them twice.
Right.
I mean, it's just not that hard,
no,
right?
It's not a big deal.
Okay. So are you trending into still just doing the countertop straight back to the wall, and then they do the backsplash all the way down? I still see that all the time.
Yes.
You're still doing that?
I mean, we do both. A lot of people do the four-inch backsplash,
right,
or they do the full-height backsplash,
right,
out of the same material.
Okay.
A lot of people are going to tiles,
right,
nowadays, because,
okay,
there's so many beautiful tiles out there.
And I'm going to ask you a question that almost seems like a ridiculous question because it's so obvious, but can I use granite outside?
Yes. That's your best product outside.
And I have to laugh because it came from the earth.
I know.
Right?
I know. I get people going, oh, look, you've got it stored outside. And I'm like, yeah, well, yeah, it came out of the ground. But anyhow, yes, and that is probably your best project because a lot of people are doing the outdoor kitchens,
mm-hmm,
and so we're getting calls for that a lot. I would recommend going with the lighter granites because if they're in direct light, the black ones or darker ones can get really hot.
Yeah, and if you touch them, they're really quite hot, aren't they?
They will burn you. We use gloves in the summertime to move it around because it's just too hot.
Wow. Well, it's just like anything else. If you have a dark color interior,
mm-hmm,
in your car,
mm-hmm,
it's going to be hotter in there when you get in. When it's 95 outside, it's going to be 100 plus inside.
Right. Yeah, it just absorbs the
because
heat.
It absorbs the heat. Okay, so but is there a light color granite?
Oh yes, and there's lots of. I would recommend the earth tones or the lighter colors.
Mm-hmm.
And
what about the new gray?
Yes,
you got a lot of colors in gray that are lighter.
Yes.
In granite?
Yes.
Granite?
Quite a few of those.
Okay.
Now, granite does have a bolder pattern, which,
right,
you know, when people are going to the white and lights, they end up liking the marble look better.
Oh, boy, that's dangerous. We're going to talk about marble. We're going to talk about quartz, and we're going to talk about some soapstone,
okay,
too. Maybe limestone if we have a minute.
Okay.
But I don't want to give away everything you're going to talk about today. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Excuse me, 8255. We've got more coming up on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. These guys, you know, spring has sprung in Knoxville, and you don't want to miss it. What's the plan? How am I going to deal with my lawn this year? When is the crabgrass coming up? And with this warm weather, it might be soon. Oh, my goodness, don't panic. Go to Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply because John Gardner and his team, they have the plan that will help you have the most beautiful lawn in the neighborhood. Guess what? You know all those turf guys that run around and cut grass and do fertilizer? That's where they go to get their supplies. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, located in Bearden at 6305 Balm Drive. They are a Tennessee-owned company, and they're also the authorized Toro dealer in Knox County. That means that Dickens has all the residential and commercial zero turns, as well as a full parts and service center for all your Toro needs. I said a full parts and service center. So you can take your mower there, get it all tuned up, get it ready to roll this spring. Call 588-1993. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Come by where the professionals buy.
This has been a paid announcement.
Seven Grounds is Knoxville's go-to team to keep your lawn green and weed-free. Now is the time to get a jump on the pesky weeds that are hard to control. To have the green, weed-free lawn you have always wanted, be sure to schedule Seven Grounds experts to do a free lawn evaluation. Quit envying your neighbor's yard. Isn't it time you brought in the experts? Call Seven Grounds today, 919-5296. That's 919-LAWN. Visit them at sggreen.com. Seven Grounds, Knoxville's go-to team to keep your lawn green. Charter 5126.
When severe weather strikes, tune to News Talk 98.7 WOKI for the most up-to-the-minute coverage. On air and streaming at newstalk987.com. Severe weather coverage is brought to you by Chansey and Reynolds, providing quality service on Rheem and most HVAC brands for 40 years. Give the heat and air experts at Chansey and Reynolds a call at 525-5076 or online at chanseyreynolds.com. Severe weather coverage. Brought to you by Chansey and Reynolds, the big dog of heating and cooling.
The governor's race is heating up. Halloran Hilton Hill and J.P. Mackey with Edwin Jones will bring you all the candidates this Tuesday live from Nashville 3 to 7. The topic will be health care and what they intend to do for our state. Hear all the candidates on News Talk 98.7, brought to you by J.P. Mackey, Certified Financial Planner, Certified Investment Management Analyst with Edwin Jones. When it comes to your to-do list, put your future first. Call J.P. today, 865-531-6588.
We'll dodge periods of heavy rain and gusty winds, even some thunderstorms possible, and heavy downpours at times, a high near 74 degrees. Tonight, scattered showers, even a chance of a thunderstorm do continue with a low of 58. For your Sunday, we'll see falling temperatures throughout the day and the chance for a scattered shower or a thunderstorm. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. You don't want to miss this. I'm live at Freeman's Appliances because today is the Kitchen Master Series, and it might be the last one of the season. What does that mean? Well, Kitchen Master Series is a workshop for homeowners to help you navigate through the remodeling process. And guess what? It also will have a great impact if you're building new. So it doesn't matter if you're remodeling or if you're actually building new, you don't want to miss this. We've gathered industry experts to come and talk to you about specific things like appliances, design, stone, and the role of a general contractor and how we bring all that together. We wrap that all together in a nice little package for you and deliver you that kitchen of your dreams. How does that happen? Well, we're going to explain it to you in the Kitchen Master Series. Join us. We start at 9 o'clock and we go to 11 o'clock. So hop in the shower. It's 8:30. You got 15 minutes. I know you can do it. Then hop in the car and come on down to Kingston Pike and Cedar Bluff, the Cedar Springs Shopping Center across from the Kroger Marketplace in West Knoxville. You will not regret this 2 hours, and we will get you out on time. However, we will stay a little bit after. If you have questions, that's no problem, but we want to promise you that we will time this, and you will be out by 11 o'clock. So if you have something you have to do this morning, don't miss this Kitchen Master Series. Go to KitchenMasterSeries.com, KitchenMasterSeries.com. This is sponsored by Electrolux, and it will save you time, money, stress. It's impressive what all of the information that comes out of our Kitchen Master Series here at Freeman's Appliances. Right now, we have one of our speakers. Trish is with me, Trish Weaver from Stonecraft. Been in business since 1986.
Yes.
Wow, that's a long time. And you're located on Lexington Drive, which is parallel to I-40 off of the Lovell Road exit.
Correct.
Easy to find. And you want to go to their showroom because they have a lot of things in the yard that mm-hmm. you can go pick out a slab.
Yes.
And tag that slab, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is, you know, you say, well, I want, oh, Santa Cecilia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this time out of the earth, it might be a little more cream than it is gold.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a little more black than it is gold. And so we want you to see these slabs because Mother Nature is not a production line.
Yes.
And it's crafted through pressure and time through God's green earth.
Right.
Right? And so they vary in color.
Yes.
You can see them in the showroom on samples, but you want to go out to the yard. So if it's raining, bring an umbrella. They are outside because it's okay for them to be outside. They were taken out of the earth in slices. Someday I'm going to get to see that. Have you ever seen that?
I've seen pictures. We have quite a few pictures there. I mean, the quarries are unbelievable.
That's so cool. I would love to see that. That has got to be really interesting. All right, so quartz. Let's talk about quartz. We've got a lot of information came out about granite in our first segment that was surprising. When I read the notes that you had sent me, I thought, oh, this is not what marketing tells us.
Mm-mm.
So talk about quartz.
Well, quartz is man-made, and I think a lot of people misunderstand that because it advertises as being a natural stone.
But it's ground up.
It's ground up. I mean, it's made up mostly of resin, polymers, and pigments with some natural stone sprinkled in. So, and we have found with the quartz, you kind of get what you pay for. So the less expensive ones are more likely to scratch and stain and etch.
Not as much stone in them.
Correct.
More polymers.
Well, actually, I think they're using a more like limestone versus a quartz material. Because quartz is a natural stone.
Right.
There is a quartz that you quarry, and then you sprinkle it into this countertop type of situation.
So they're putting a lot of limestone in there, which is a much softer product
than
quartz.
Right. Softer, more likely to etch. And etching is, and you can do this with marble as well. Etching is when you burn the polish off. So you can burn the polish off things with like lemon juice, vinegar.
Okay.
All these things.
It just etches that finish.
Yes, and it makes it look dull.
So that would happen with quartz.
It could happen with quartz.
Ooh, they don't talk about that in the marketing.
No, not all quartz, but yeah, most of them are that way. And again, most of the quartz recommend using like a soft cloth and antibacteria, like, you know, dishwashing soap in a
Clean them.
To clean with.
Because they're not naturally antibacterial like granite is. Is that
correct? Correct.
Oh, see, now that...
I might back up on that.
Okay.
They may be naturally...
Okay.
Not naturally, but the way they're made up, they are more antibacterial.
They are. Okay.
So.
And antimicrobial.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
All right. So the other thing that I noticed is that in the quartz... we can get closer to marble than we can in granite. That marble look than we can in granite. Is that right?
Yes.
And that's a good alternative.
Right. And that is the area where I lean. When people are wanting to definitely have that marble look in a kitchen and they got three-year-olds with Kool-Aid.
trouble. Or they're wine experts.
Yes. Yes. So although it's not so great for marble. But the quartz has become, they have developed some really good patterns that mimic the marble really well. And so you get that white and gray countertop that you're wanting, and not all the concerns that marble gives you.
And some of the things that I do like about quartz, you talked about with overhangs.
Yes.
It is stronger than marble as far as an overhang goes.
Correct.
And so talk about what that means.
Well, the Marble Institute recommends that anything over 8 inches on a overhang needs to have support underneath it.
Wow.
So,
and we don't want to use those corbels anymore.
No, we've got some flat steel that goes up underneath, and they're fairly unnoticeable.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
You recess that in, don't you? Or you just glue it to it?
We glue it to it, but they recess them down into the top of the cabinet.
Right, so that's what it is.
So it's flush
so you
with
don't
the cabinet.
See it.
Right.
Unless you're under there, you're going to see it. But,
exactly.
You know, you've got to have it.
Yeah, because...
But quartz, not so much.
Not so much. You can go a little further than the 8 inches without...
So 15? 12?
Maybe more than 10 or 12.
10 or 12, okay, without support.
Right.
All right, that's an important number because we need 12 inches, in my opinion, to really slide up to a bar and be comfortable with a bar stool.
Mm-hmm.
10 is not enough. You see people knocking their knees and they back out. And so then you've got wear and tear on your floor underneath.
All right.
And you've got people that aren't willing to use the bar because they're never quite comfortable there.
Correct.
So I would prefer 12 to 15 inches and give you a nice, you know, because I'm a long-legged person.
Yeah.
So my distance between my knee and my hip is longer than most people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I experience that myself.
Yes.
So I'm very sensitive to that in a kitchen remodel project because I want you to be comfortable.
Sure.
So it's nice to know what can span that overhang versus, you know, the granite doesn't span as much.
Correct.
And it's because it can crack.
Yes.
Now, I don't want you to hear that granite cracks. Granite has cracks in it.
It does.
When you get it. When you get it.
Yes.
And so what you do is a process. Talk about that you don't have to do that with quartz, right?
Right. I mean, and it's not such a process. You just have to watch that, because you're right. All granites, natural stones, they're very hard.
Right.
So, you know, you really stress off of them. They're going to have fissures in them.
Fissures. That's the word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a all the way through crack, and it's going to break off in your house.
Right.
But
you fill them, though.
Yeah, and they're there, and most
you don't
cases,
see them.
No, most cases, they're not going to do anything.
No.
It's just there.
Right.
But with the quartz, you're not going to have that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a smooth surface. So,
and quartz has evolved over the years.
Yes.
It has gone from a very uniform color where you could pick your brown and black or your light brown and white or green or whatever color you wanted. But now they have mixed it up a little bit to make it look more like granite. Right. Talk about that.
Yeah, we've got a couple of... manufacturers that do very well trying to mimic natural stones and things.
It's impressive.
It is. And
it's a pattern. It's a repeating pattern
with
a large repeat.
It is. Most of the time, yeah. A lot of them even have a swirl that just one big vein that goes all the way through the whole slab.
Really?
And so, yeah, those are beautiful on islands where you can really, really get a good view of that whole big vein in it.
Right.
So, and the different colors that they can pull in, although a lot of times they're showing pictures that they took this from nature, these colors, so they're not weird colors.
No. They're based on actual, real granite.
Right.
And they're just trying to get you into their product.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the complaints were, well, there's no movement like granite has.
It was mostly speckledy at first.
Exactly. It was kind of like not polka dots, but blotches.
Yeah.
Little teeny blotches, but blotches.
Mm-hmm.
And so honed that to the point. Now, can I get a quartz and a honed finish?
They call them matte.
Matte. Okay.
They call them matte. And
so
yes,
that white quartz that looks like marble, I can get in a matte finish?
Yes.
You're never going to know.
So it looks that honed. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. What's your most popular edge?
Probably is not any of the fancy ones. It's either just a straight edge, which is just a, you know, kind of a 90.
Like a 90 with a little curve on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or the radius where it's curved a little bit more. It's just a softer edge.
Like a half bull nose?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Half bull nose.
A softer edge. But OG, I don't see any OG anymore.
Just occasionally.
Yeah.
And okay. I mean, that's, yeah, most of the design nowadays is more of a sleek look.
Simple.
Yeah.
Right.
And it doesn't fit the cabinets and everything else that they're putting in there. So,
well, and so all we do is just go out and pick a slab and tell them our measurements and order it, right?
That's how it goes.
I don't think so.
No, I mean, in most cases, like you were saying, coming in and looking at the slabs, on the quartz, yeah, you're pretty much, you just pick a color and what comes in is it. The granites, we have you pick the actual slab. Marbles, you pick actual slab that you want to use, not one like it.
So you do have marble on display out at your showroom as well.
Yes.
On Lexington Drive.
Yes.
All right. Wow. You really don't want to miss this. Kitchen Master Series is starting at 9 o'clock, and our industry experts are here already waiting for you. I'm waiting to meet you, and I'm looking forward to 2 hours of solid, great information for people that we have hand-selected to be here for you to talk about the kitchen remodeling project. And guess what? Even if you are building new, this is great information. It really is. It transfers right into a brand new kitchen as well. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Final segment coming up with Tricia from Stonecraft. We return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. This is Dawn Steimer from Master Remodelers. You've heard me on Around the House on Saturday mornings. Let Master Remodelers design, shop, build, and walk with you through every step towards your new kitchen or bath. Master Remodelers, 458-0416. 458-0416. At Master Remodelers, we listen. We want to hear your ideas, help you with design, and then systematically execute your project into a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. 458-0416.
The tossing, the turning, the naps at your desk, enough. So, you're headed to the mattress store. You'll try a few inner springs, a memory foam or two, but don't seal the deal till you feel the feel of pure Talalay bliss. What's that? Only the most luxuriously comfortable mattress on earth, because it's made from Earth's most perfect sleep material, 100% Talalay. You don't sink into Talalay, you float, as it gently relaxes every muscle so you sleep in blissful comfort and wake ready for a new day. Pure Talalay Bliss, available only at the Bed Store, Knoxville's number one mattress destination. We've been tucking you in for over 25 years now, and to celebrate, we want to offer you up to $500 for your old mattress and tuck you into a brand new Pure Talalay Bliss. Oh, and by the way, I'm Roger Cunningham, owner of the Bed Store, and this is a mattress I sleep on, Pure Talalay Bliss. The Bed Store, serving East Tennessee for over 25 years. While Willie Ben tuck you in.
Head to bedstore.com to find your perfect mattress.
Hello again, this is Matt White with White's Marble Works. Right now, there's a chill in the air, but before you know it, the flowers will be blooming and the sun will be shining, and it will be time for spring entertaining. Imagine how impressed your friends will be with your new beautiful granite, marble, or quartz countertops. We custom design and fabricate all of our countertops locally in Sweetwater, so you can choose your slabs and even watch your stone being cut. Come visit us or give us a call today at 423-337-2138 or find us online at whitesmarbleworks.com. White's Marble Works, quality stone products since 1870.
When you've got to go, you've got to go. We've got you covered with a News Talk 98.7 WOKI mobile app, making you and your phone smarter every day.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. You know what? If you can't attend the Kitchen Master Series and you are interested in the kitchen remodeling process, you can pick up this podcast at newstalk987.com, newstalk987.com. Go to weekend shows, and as you bring up Around the House, just scroll down, and you'll see these podcasts. Colin, our engineer that takes excellent care of us, is going to be uploading those after the show, maybe within a couple of hours. And so you can pick up a lot of the information we're going to talk about today. It's not like being here. I promise you there's more coming at you than you can possibly hear in 2 hours on a show. But this is specifically dedicated to kitchen workshop for remodeling and really new construction and just to you as a homeowner. It's based on your view. How do I navigate through this kitchen remodel project and make it? We have those solutions for you. We have ways of doing that, and we're going to show you a lot of that because we have the experts here to talk with you about each individual piece and then how to wrap that all together in a big taco to give you that masterpiece. Right now, one of those experts is joining me. Trish Weaver from Stonecraft is here with me. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, Trish is a wealth of knowledge. We're only tapping into a little bit of it in this conversation, but you're going to speak today, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes. And you have got tons of information that's coming at us. I haven't seen you with a big cart yet. I'm assuming you have some pieces for us to look at, or do you have them on video?
On video.
On video. Okay. All right. I brought the real things, so I'm going to talk about some real things you can touch, actually. But I'm glad you do have so many things. Let's talk about marble and soapstone.
Okay.
Marble is so important. It is so popular right now.
Yes.
But it's also a caution. Let's talk about it.
It is. I mean, it's very popular. That's the colors that most people are going for. The look, it's a softer look than you can get with the granites.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a bigger concern. I mean, you know, it scared me the first time the lady wanted to put marble in her kitchen. But we've done quite a few in the last, I've been there 10 years, and they love it. And
really?
they go to a new house and they put it in again.
Really?
So going back to the impregnator that you were talking about in the beginning, I mean, the sealers that we use these days really work pretty well. You just, on the marble, every 6 months, every a year, you need to reseal the marble.
So more often.
Just more often.
Again, you just wipe it on. It's not a big deal, right?
No, it is not the big project that people think it's going to take. I mean, you should, unless your kitchen's huge.
Right.
Should have it done in 30 minutes.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, so, at the most. And that's if you got a good-sized kitchen with a lot of counters.
Right.
And you want to get the sealer from the place you got the stone.
Yeah.
I want to buy it at your store, right?
Right.
Because I know that you're going to carry the best I can get.
Correct.
If I'm going to do this once a year, I might as well do it right.
Yes.
All right. So it scratches easily.
It is a softer material than the granites or the quartz. Both of those are harder. I'm not saying they can't be scratched, but the other, you're going to have to try really hard to scratch those others. Marble, not so much. It's going to scratch.
It's not like cultured marble, though.
No. Not that soft.
No. Okay. And, I mean, we're switching over to soapstone in a minute, but soapstone, I can scratch with my fingernail.
Really?
But
see, that's part of the beauty of
that. That's part of the beauty of it, and, I mean, you can, the homeowner themselves can take some sandpaper and work the scratch right out.
Oh, see, that's cool.
And a lot of people on the soapstone, they oil them, so you don't put sealer on them.
Oh,
you can.
Oh, they oil them.
And it starts giving it a darker patina and stuff like that.
And so, it looks old world,
yes,
right?
Yes,
it's that older kind of country-ish,
yes,
but not really. Depends on where you put it and how you do it.
Yeah.
Is there colors in soapstone?
There's some. Okay. It's not a whole lot. There's like a really dark green, a gray, and a black.
Okay.
And
a black. Interesting.
Yeah.
So if a black scratches, does it show white?
Yes.
It does.
Well, or a charcoal kind of color.
Right. Okay. Right. So.
But then you sand it back out and put your oil back on it, and it looks
like with 100 grit sandpaper or what?
Yeah, something. Yeah.
What? Something a very fine grit.
Right.
Wow, this is interesting, and it doesn't ruin that hone finish.
No.
Because it is a hone finish.
Right.
Sandpaper is a hone finish, right?
Right. and people, it's so funny because soapstone is made out of talc.
Talc,
yeah.
Like powder,
right?
Like talcum powder.
So it does. I mean, it's a rock, so it is hard. But it has a soft feel to it. You find people petting it.
If you want to pet your countertop, you can go to Stonecraft on Lexington Drive. Petting it. Well, and I think we do want to feel it because it looks different.
Yeah.
It has a different feel.
Right.
And you almost know intuitively that this is not what you normally see in a big box store.
Right.
This is not what you see.
No.
Wow. All right, so you said it gradually darkens. So if I've got a light color, like, did you say a white? Is it available in white?
No, it is not.
What's the lightest color?
A charcoal.
Charcoal. That's the lightest color?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So if I've got a charcoal and you say it will darken, will it look mostly black? From the oil?
From the oil, it eventually...
Or wax? Is it wax
There's
or
a
oil?
Wax, too. There's both. You can oil them, and they've come up with a wax that people are using.
So when you put this on, you put it on with a soft cloth on a clean top.
Right.
Now, as it wears, if I've got charcoal, do I have a dark spot that looks like black and then going up to charcoal?
Or is it
very evenly darkens?
It evenly darkens.
So it's the treatment that darkens, not the usage.
Right.
Not so much the oils from our hands
not so much.
You know, fat from meat or something.
Right.
Can I cut on this?
You can, but it's going to scratch it.
It's going to scratch it. Okay. Can I cut on granite?
You can, but it'll ruin your knives.
Ah. And can I cut on quartz?
They don't recommend it.
Okay. So granite is your closest to a hard stone that you could actually cut on.
Yes.
But it's going to ruin the finish on your knives.
Right. Yes. When people say, I want a cutting board, I'm like, you really probably don't.
Because
you can cut on your counter if you just want to cut. But
now, do you make trivets for your clients? See, I love that. Explain what that is.
That's like taking your sink cut out and cutting it down into trivets or like a Lazy Susan type thing that maybe you put on your table or whatever to kind of tie it into your kitchen. And you can just put some little feet on the bottom. We polish the edges and put some little feet on the bottom, and there you go.
Well, Trish, thank you for being here. I so much appreciate it. All of the knowledge of Stonecraft is incredible. Since 1986, Stonecraft has been doing countertops and many, many other things. Located on Lexington Drive, their phone number is 966-3900, 966-3900. Don't forget Kitchen Master Series. If you can hear all that bustle, that's all these folks arriving for the Kitchen Master Series. You do not want to miss this. All the industry experts are gathered in one place to come and talk to you about a kitchen remodel project, about a new build, and debunking a lot of these myths that we hear along the way. We just did that today with you, Trish. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening. I hope you have a great week. I hope you come by and say hi. I am so happy and look forward to meeting you. And I'll have more information on Nemo. That's my chocolate schnauzer that comes tomorrow, if I'm still breathing. No. Just glad you were here today. Join me next week again for more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Tune in next Saturday morning for Around the House, brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
happens fast. When it does, depend on the news team at News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Adam Litton.
Employment growth was up over 2% in tax revenue.
And Bob Yarbrough.
In a 3-0 decision, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against the Trump
administration. Make up East Tennessee's largest and most experienced radio news team. When it comes to news stories that matter to you, we've got you covered on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Knoxville? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Knoxville area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Knoxville is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-700-2188. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-700-2188. That's 1-800-700-2188.